This coming Friday, the citizens of Bowling Green, Kentucky, will celebrate a favorite son, Duncan Hines. His name you know. It graces boxes of brownie mix and cake mix, banana supreme, red velvet, wild cherry vanilla. But unlike Betty Crocker, who was born in an advertising agency, Duncan Hines came into the world the old-fashioned way in 1880. He lived in Bowling Green and worked as a restaurant critic in the 1930s. Duncan Hines sold his name in the 1950s, and the town is getting ready to put on the 8th annual Duncan Hines Festival. Cora Jane Spiller is the great-niece of Duncan Hines, and she's on the line from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hi, Cora Jane.
Good morning, Leanne.
Tell us a little bit about the man who was your father's brother, Duncan Hines. How did he get from being a restaurant critic to a household name?
He was born in Bowling Green, and Grandma Duncan was a wonderful cook, and it was the era of butter and cream and all those wonderful things that we're not allowed today.
Did he invent the cake mix, or did he just market
it? No, Omaha Mills did the cake mix, but there was a wonderful man named Roy Park who came to him and said, "Your name has become synonymous with perfection in restaurants and in eating and in good foods, and would it be possible that you might put your name on some exceptional products?" And subsequently, all of this was sold to Procter & Gamble, who only wanted the cake mix. And I think he got so much for a box of cake mix.
What do you remember about him?
Fun. Lots of fun. I've been to restaurants with him. We've been, you know, the family would go, and he would order one of every entree. And then it was like a Chinese restaurant. Then we would pass them all around. And he was not a big eater, although he was a little portly, I think we called it, in those days. Also, lots of attention. We went places where they were doing Duncan Hines days, and they did radio shows and wonderful meals in restaurants. He took me back to the kitchen at Antoine's so I could learn how to make the little puff potatoes, which I can't make, but I know how.
Do you have a favorite flavor, Duncan Hines cake mix?
No, I love them all. I'm a chocolate addict, but the brownies were wonderful. And they gave everybody a box at the ribbon cutting for the festival that they did. And I baked mine. As I say, I'm not much of a cook, and I'm even worse at presentation, and I don't slice brownies without them, the lines being crooked, even though I use the ruler, and the crumbs getting all over everything. And so I cook them in the muffin tins because it makes a little bit of a firm bottom on them. Don't cook them very long, so they're very moist, and they were just to die for.
I can taste them already.
Wonderful.
Cora Jane Spiller is the great-niece of Duncan Hines. She spoke to us from her home in Bowling Green, Kentucky, where this coming weekend they will be celebrating the 8th annual Duncan Hines Festival. Cora Jane, thanks a lot. Have fun.
Wonderful. Thank you.